You faded out a little bit there. I don't think the connection is...
You what?
You faded out just a little bit at the end. It sounded like, hey, you bum. But digitally. But digitally. Yeah. Hey, no, like, it was really funny that when the ring started, I guess the connection isn't great, because when I heard the ring, it went, you know how the ring goes, bring, right? Well, it, like, stuttered a little
bit. That's the stutter makes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it stuttered a little bit, and it went, bring, 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 bring. And I was all like, do, 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 bring, 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 do, 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 super phone, super phone. It was awesome. Dun, 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 dun.
The deli, Lois. That's awesome.
That is good.
I love having the super ring.
Super ring.
Yeah. I tell you about my friend, the guy I work with, who when you type as an extension into your phone, it plays the first five notes of Oye Como Va.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
So it's his extension at work.
Yeah.
So does he ever pick up the phone and, like, hear somebody playing Santana's guitar solo?
I think, I was probably one of the first people, but, like, he picked it up, and, like, I was already into it. And I'm like, he's playing over the... And he's like, what? And I'm like, dude...
Hey, guess what we're doing right now?
Tell me.
We're recording a show.
Wahoo!
Yeah, this is episode 5 of Better Bitter Banter with Little Tom and Paul.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Hi, folks out there in internet world.
Yes, in fact, we have some new friends that we've gotten through our account at Podomatic. We've got international. We have an international following, Tommy.
No kidding.
Yes.
We're not just mega stars here in the Americas.
No, no, no. We're worldwide, man.
Like, when you say international, do you mean like some dude across the river in Canada is listening to us?
No. Well, we do have a couple in Europe. That is
very good.
Bratislava, which is the capital of Slovakia. It's on the Danube River. That's pretty cool.
The Blue Danube.
Honestly, however, I don't know a whole lot about Bratislava, except for that it is on the Danube River. Yeah, we got two in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. That is the capital of Malaysia. So these are the most cosmopolitan of the Malaysians are checking us out, which is very good. I think that's pretty
Hello,
cool.
Hello, our new Malaysian friends.
And here's my favorite. We have one from, I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, I'm sorry. But it's Jidal in Saudi Arabia. One listener. Hello,
really?
Out there. Yes. Isn't that cool?
Hello to our friend in the land of the House of Saud.
Yeah. That's not too shabby, man. I was checking out...
Yeah.
I was checking out some of their stuff on, I don't know, some travel website. And they got an artist out there called Kenny Neo. I'm obviously going to be pronouncing that wrong as well. And he makes these really kick-ass sculptures, so... That stuff is stuff's pretty cool.
Outstanding. Yeah. Hey, next, let's shoot for Russia.
Oh, well, my battery, it just runs out on me. I like to take a walk about. And so it came to pass, I saw you on the grass, baby, in the bustling crowd. Some people look strange, some people look deranged, some people
I've got to tell you, I'm in the lane to my left, there is a Jeep, which has one of these things that you use for towing a boat.
Okay. That would be a,
you know,
that would be
a trailer.
A trailer.
Yeah, but the thing about this boat is that it's shaped like a flying saucer.
What?
I cannot describe it in a better way than that. It's this gunmetal gray saucer that seems to be a boat of some kind.
Maybe it is, in fact, not a boat, but an actual flying saucer.
That would be interesting.
That would really... That would
right
really...
now it's a UTO. It's an unidentified towed object.
That's right. The whole flying thing is the UFO, the F UFO flying, that's completely situational. It's what, so it ceases to be UFO when it sits down and like, oh, we've arrived, now we must recategorize our transport. Like that seems,
it becomes a UPO, an unidentified parked object.
Yeah, that just seems like maybe it should be UEO, like unidentified. No, cuz extraterrestrial is in fact identified. Let's see.
Yeah.
Unidentified alarming object. UAO. That's an alarming object. And I have no idea what to make of it.
Anyway, we could involve I and E in there, so it's named after all the vowels. Can it be an A-I-O-U?
Oh, man. Alarming... little people, possibly extraterrestrial, but certainly international.
Indigenous?
Flying
probably
object.
Not.
Oh no!
Indescribable.
Yeah, there you go. Alarmingly indescribable international or extraterrestrial object. Booyah!
We missed you.
Unidentified. Oh yeah, okay. One more time. Alarming, unidentified, possibly extraterrestrial, international object.
It's an A-E-U-O-I-A-I-O-O-A.
Yeah. Say it. Say it. Say it out loud.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Indie course, with our growing popularity, it would seem prudent that it is finally time for us to tell you a little bit about ourselves, and so that's why we're going to introduce this next segment, Better Get to Know a Bitter Banterer.
Better get to know a bitter banterer. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Take a chance.
We're going to start with Tommy today. So, Tommy, if you wouldn't mind, step up to the podium, and don't mind all the flash bulbs.
Thank you all for coming here today.
We invited a lot of journalists to this exercise, to this press conference. They're on the phone. They can hear us, but I've got all their questions, and since this is kind of a two-bit operation, I'm gonna have to read them all. So, there's totally legitimate journalists... have provided all, or rather, they are a part of this.
They're jotting things down diligently.
All right. let's get this started. Tommy.
Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Hi. Fred Thompson here from the Washington Post. Is it true that you got this gig by being attractive, intelligent, and talented?
I'm actually extremely attractive.
Oh, yes, sir.
Next question.
Yes. Hi, Tommy.
You, the neocon in the miniskirt.
Yes, I'm actually an intern for Rush Limbaugh. I got a good dealer. So, all right. I understand that you once had a promising career in underfunded, poorly produced horror films. How has this affected you as a human being?
I'm much nicer to the little people and animals now because I see how quickly all that imagined fame and non-existent fortune can just go away.
Thank you very much. And would you like some OxyContin?
Yes, please.
All right.
Next question.
Yes, sir.
You in the leisure suit. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Bob, and I'm a blogger.
Hello, Fred.
Hi, Bob.
Sorry, George.
Some people say that you steal most of your comedy. Some people say that you have no creative thoughts of your own. Some people say that you are merely a human Google parroting back worn-out and used bits from the likes of Dave Barry, P.J. O'Rourke, Albert Brooks, and the Marx Brothers.
Okay, thank you. Next question.
Okay.
You, in a T-shirt with my face on it.
Hi. This is Tim. You may not remember me. We went to grade school together, and you used to beat my ass every day.
Can you narrow it down, sir?
Can I just get to my question, I guess?
Go right ahead, caller.
Is it true that your fans find your voice smooth, like butter?
They both love and adore my voice. They cherish every bass tone and royal timbre that I have to offer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tommy, Paul here. I know that your drive is
hello,
is not that long, but do you have time for one more question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. You record much of your end of Better Bitter Banter whilst driving. Would you consider yourself a hero, sir?
You know, I'm just a regular guy that does some really heroic things.
Indeed, sir.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, well, there you go. That's our press conference. That's our interview with Better Bitter Banter's co-host, Lil Tom. I hope that was
no more questions, please.
Yes. No. Everyone, just hang up your phones. Yes. Okay. All right. I think they're gone.
All right.
Do you think they bought that?
Well, no, not at all. But you know, it was fun.
Well, you know, C-SPAN's going to carry it, so it's going to look real.
C-SPAN 4. Someone's basement.
C-SPAN 4, what is your cat up to?
Yeah, it's actually on C-SPAN 4W, the West Coast feed. It won't be shown around here.
Oh, well. Let's do it. What is our next topic?
Okay, the writer's strike. So Paul and myself, Tom, wish to offer our services to Hollywood as scab writers.
Indeed. I believe that we could be very useful to you, seeing as that we're both writers, we're very talented, and we have
extremely talented.
Yes. And
attractive.
And attractive. But that's not so important for writers these days. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, Larry David was a writer
writing
for a long time.
Writing is like acting for ugly people.
Yes. So you have a face built for the writing conference room.
But yeah, no, we had a writer's meeting earlier. We threw this around the room, and we decided we don't need what the unions are getting. We'll do it for a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that, and the reason we're willing to give that caveat is not because we're untalented. It's because we have no access to the industry whatsoever and could never hope to actually get a job based on merit.
Yeah, we're not willing to go out there and wait, like, around for, you know, 10 or 12 years to make it.
No, because we got lives. I mean, and plus you got to drive through the desert, and I have really dry skin.
Right, and I don't want to be involved in the dry cleaning industry at all.
No, not even for a minute. And I've waited enough tables in my life.
There you have it, for both of us. Plus, carrying around screenplays to hand to everyone, we tried that back in, like, junior year in high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't pan out.
You know, actually, I tried to do that with little flash drives, but that got really cost prohibitive after a while. It's like, here's a keychain, and if you plug it into your computer, it'll tell you my screenplay. Yeah, no, it's $60, so I'm really counting on you reading it.
So, I need that back, Mr. Weinstein.
You know?
Jeez. Yeah, so we are ready. In fact, we have a couple scripts ready to go for The Daily Show.
It's true.
And Conan and Leno and Days of Our Lives. It's actually just one script we're going to give to all the everywhere, and they're all going to do their own interpretations of it.
Yes. So, but why don't you start by pitching a show here, Tommy?
Okay, it's sort of like Fried Green Tomatoes meets Star Wars meets Lawrence of Arabia.
I like it. It's good.
Thank you very much.
Where's it set?
Oh, obviously, it's set at a diner in the Middle East that's run by a pair of identical twins, one of whom wants to be a clown.
Oh, so I see a lot of character tension there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I was just going to say because the
well,
one
I don't want to give away the end. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like to me the one that doesn't want to be the clown would have a real hard time dealing with the one that wants to be a clown. Because I mean, seriously, who?
Oh, absolutely.
Those people are crazy.
Well, and the worst thing is the one that doesn't want to be a clown has a phobia of clowns.
Ugh! Oh my God. You ever
see? Yeah, because he read it. Yeah. That's one of our ideas for the. No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I have a show.
Your pitch.
Yeah, I have a show. It's called My Name is Jeb. And it's about, well, okay, it's basically about Governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, wakes up one day and realizes that despite the fact that he gave up cocaine, hookers, and blow, that he is still addicted to abusing his power in Florida. And so he basically goes on a journey of self-discovery to apologize to everyone, every man, woman, and child that he ever, suppressed the vote for or executed. I guess he couldn't do that, but maybe the families of the people that he executed. And it would be really funny because you'd be getting these constant calls from the White House saying, like, what are you doing? You're making me look terrible. And it would, yeah. Anyway, I think that would be.
He's like, but they're on my list.
They're on my list. What can I do? My sponsor says do it. Yeah. But, I mean, we don't have to make new shows. We can write for the old shows. I know people really like heroes.
I have an idea for a new hero.
What was that?
His name is Stanley Morgan.
Okay.
And he's able to convince people to invest with him through television.
Television rules the nation. Television
that like that really red lipstick, but it goes out beyond their lip line. So they.
Oh yeah. That's like the ones with the injections that like. They look like they did that thing to you know, when you pick up a baby and like it's upset and you think, oh well, I'll just, you know, go on its tummy, and sometimes that works. They look like they've done that way too much, and they miss the belly and hit a bandsaw or something.
Yeah, and like they seem like the type of people that I wouldn't really be surprised if they just started eating flowers or something like that. You know, it's like. It's like, did you once play Ophelia and never stop? Was that what happened? You had that big suicide scene and then decided that your life needs to keep going in that direction? Like, yeah. But clowns, yeah.
Yeah,
they frighten me. They frighten me.
Come on, let's go. Let's not talk about tomorrow. The garments kill my sorrow. So come on, let's go. Discuss it all tomorrow. But today, we're gonna go out. Smack the day in the mouth like Bonnie Barker and Clive Barrow. So come on, let's go.
That's the show. I'm Paul.
I'm Little Tom.
And we are very happy that you listen to the show. We'd like you to check out our blog at bbbpodcast.blogspot.com.
However you may have found the show, we encourage you to continue that sort of behavior and tell your friends, won't you?
Yeah, please. You can also search for us on iTunes. People started writing reviews. We really appreciate that. That's very cool. Thanks to all of our friends who are spreading the word. If you have anything that you want to tell us or have any questions, you can email us at littletomandpaul@gmail.com. And one more thing about the blog. There's a poll there that's up for the next week, and it's asking what length you prefer for the show. I've been putting out different lengths. So we'd like your feedback on that.
It's one of those rare occasions when your input on length will actually make a difference.
That's right. For each and every one of you, beautiful souls.
All right, see you next podcast.
Bye-bye.